Jesus was a man who loved to serve the Lord. He heard the voice of God and he wrote down every word. But when the Lord said go, he said, Lord, my speech is slow. Oh Lord, here am I, but send Aaron. Oh Lord, here am I. God wants to hear men cry, but I'm sure the Lord knows something's mighty wrong. When in boldness he would hear many people volunteer, saying, Lord, here am I, but send Aaron. The pastor gives a message that's clearly to our heart. We listen well so we won't miss a single part. But when he says mission fields, we hear him say fishing reels, and we say, Lord, here I am, I'll go. Now there could come a time when we kneel down to pray, saying, Lord, there's a meeting in Hawaii, what do you say? But the Lord, who knows our voice, says, I've made my choice. Well, son, here it is, I send Aaron. Oh, Lord, here am I. God wants to hear men cry, but I'm sure the Lord knows something's mighty wrong. When in boldness he would hear many people volunteer, saying, Lord, here am I, but send Aaron. Lord, here am I, but send Aaron.
Good evening. It's good to see everybody. Let's all stand. We're going to sing He Hideth My Soul. We're going to sing the first and the last.
A wonderful Savior is Jesus my Lord. A wonderful Savior to me. He hideth my soul in the cleft of the rock, where rivers of pleasure I see. He hideth my soul in the cleft of the rock that shadows a dry, thirsty land. He hideth my life in the depths of his love and covers me there with his hand, and covers me there with his hand. When clothed in his brightness, transported I rise to meet him in clouds of the sky. His perfect salvation, his wonderful love, I'll shout with the millions on high. He hideth my soul in the cleft of the rock that shadows a dry, thirsty land. He hideth my life in the depths of his love and covers me there with his hand, and covers me there with his hand.
Brother Arnold, could you please open us up in a word of prayer?
Lord, we thank you for this day. We thank you for each and everyone that's come out this evening, Lord. And we just pray, Lord, now that as we go into your word, that you'll just help us, Lord, open our hearts and minds, that we'll receive the blessing you have for us here tonight. And just, Lord, if there's any that are still on their way, we pray that you'll get them here safely, Lord. Just be with everything is said and done here this night. In Jesus' name, I pray.
Amen. Amen. You may be seated. We go ahead and go over the prayer list. We just continue to pray for all of the bereaved families, all of those dealing with loss of loved ones, friends. Pray for folks that aren't saved through these losses that they would get saved. Our individual requests, continue to pray for the Abbott family, Brother Sam's older brother Billy, with COVID and pneumonia, and his lungs only working at 25% of what they should. So we need to continue to keep him in prayer. Continue to pray for the cadet family, for Rebecca and Maxwell, to continue to grow in the Lord. Praise the Lord, they got saved. And then Rebecca's mom is sick, but she's getting better, still needs prayer, so just continue to pray for her. And then baby Joel, from the Deaf Church that Miss Dawn knows, the people she knows there, he's gotten the medicine. The only problem is it's now costing them $1,100 instead of only $100.
Per treatment?
From what we understand, yes. It's $1,100 per treatment. So we need to pray that God provides for them, provides a way for that for them to get the medicine cheaper. I need to continue to pray for Miss Collins' mom, Miss Phippen. She's still struggling, and still having issues with falling. And then also Brother Glade's friend, Vinny Flocker, in ICU with lung cancer with Salvation, needs Salvation as well. Can you pray for Levi Davenport, his appendix ruptured? He's out of the hospital. Do we have any update?
So far, he
still needs surgery, so we need to pray for them. And then also pray for Marissa Mortley. She went to the hospital yesterday.
Yes.
So we need to pray for her. What was going on?
Well, they think that she started to dilate quite a bit, and so precautionary measures, they sent her off to the hospital. And the last I heard from Danny, she's actually started having contractions. And the doctor should be in right at 7, she'll be there now to take a look at her and see what's the next step.
Okay.
So we might be having a baby this week. That was a baby will be.
So we just to pray that God keeps both Marissa and the baby healthy and safe, and give the doctors wisdom as they decide what the best course is forward. Russ, pray for his uncle, Phil, struggling with his chemotherapy treatments, and he needs Salvation. Also pray for his cousin Sharon, also going through cancer treatment and in need of Salvation. Continue to pray for the Siddlers as they will be leaving, I believe this week?
Friday.
We'll be leaving Friday to go back to the Dominican Republic. Just pray for them because they were facing some challenges due to COVID going back. So pray that everything works out. For our general requests, continue to pray for the missions commitments, the missionaries and projects we support, our nation in chaos and a real need for people to be saved, our church, the bus ministry, the teens, Master's Club, the Kids Crusade we got coming up, February 4th through the 6th, Brother Joe Kaiser's coming up, Sunday School, church folks praying for their one discipleship program about the baptistry, which will be coming here in the next few weeks. Sister Baptist churches around the country dealing with issues with their local governments, pastors as they lead, lost loved ones, our first responders, military, nurses, and doctors, teachers, students, and parents, Greenwood Baptist Church in Winchester, Virginia, Woodlawn Baptist Church in Bowie, and Salisbury Baptist Church in Salisbury, Maryland, still dealing with some illnesses and sickness going back and forth. Pray for God to call preachers, churches that are without pastors, that God would send them the right ones. Lighthouse Baptist Church in Lemon Grove needs a pastor. Westside Baptist Church needs a pastor in Laurinburg, North Carolina, as well as Filipino Independent Baptist Church. Do you know?
I haven't contacted the pastor yet, but I should call him probably next week and find what's going on.
Okay. Pray for that church. They're going through a church split. Pray that God roots out the people that are causing the issue.
Exactly.
And heals the hearts of people. With that said, any other updates? Any other requests?
Pray There's a church in Hoboken, New Jersey. Pastor Phil Rizzo pastors there, but Phil is running for Congress, and so there's a need for a pastor there. Pray for him.
Any other requests?
Kids Crusade coming up.
Brother Walt, could you please stand and pray for these requests?
Heavenly Father, thank you for this day, Lord. Thank you for the opportunity to be in church like this, dear Lord. Lord, pray for Mercy in the Hospital of Darren, dear God, that evil situation with there, dear God, and they give the doctors wisdom. Pray for Philippine Independent Baptist Church dealing with their stress place situation over there, and also in New Jersey where Pastor Tim were running for Congress, dear God, we need a pastor, Lord. Please that they pray to see the right person. Heavenly Father, and dealing with your people that grieve, Lord, have lost loved ones. Also, dear God, in my heart, I took a baby, dear God, going through chemotherapy, dear Father. Lord, I still believe you work miracles, dear God. Work a miracle in that situation. Yes. Lord Jesus, also pray for the teaching and preaching that's going to take place right in a few moments, dear Lord. Open up our hearts, dear Father. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Amen. Mark chapter 11. Mark chapter 11 in your Bibles. Mark chapter 11, and last week we started a study in forgiveness, and we shared that we have, because we know the Lord Jesus Christ as personal Savior, we have the capacity to give, and we shared that experience the ultimate forgiveness gives us a foundation to forgive, and I need to understand the process of forgiveness. Over the next few weeks, beginning tonight, what we're going to do is we laid a foundation last week. We're going to give you layers. I hope I can answer some questions. If you have questions about forgiveness, you have a question, you can write it down on something, give it to me, and I'll make sure I work to cover that. This is something, if we're going to live where people live and we're going to be around people, we're going to have to learn to forgive. And we learned last week that unforgiveness is sin. Unforgiveness is sin. And the results of unforgiveness are sin, sickness, and sometimes it stands in the way of souls being saved. And I need to see the power of forgiveness. There is power in forgiveness. You say, preacher, where do you see power in forgiveness? I see power in forgiveness in the fact that a person receives Jesus Christ as personal Savior. The Holy Spirit indwells them. They are passed from death unto life. They have a home eternal. They become a Christian. They're placed in the family of God. That is exciting. That's powerful. And so forgiveness. Now, tonight I want to look at Mark chapter 11. Mark chapter 11. And look at verse 24. Mark chapter 11, verse 24. It says, therefore I say unto you, what things soever ye desire, when ye pray, believe that ye receive them, and ye shall receive them. Now, that's a pretty good deal. You think? That's a pretty good deal. When you pray, believe. Are you with me? How many of you got some things? How many of you got some things in your life you need? Huh? How many of you here tonight are going through some stuff and you need God to really work it out for you? Huh? All of us, don't we? We all have that. But to be able, here it is, as a child of God, you are able to pray to the Creator of this world.
Amen.
You are able to pray personally with the one who keeps everything in balance. And you're able to pray to the one that can answer your prayer and supply your needs. And so this is a wonderful verse. Prayer is a wonderful thing. Prayer works. We have a huge prayer bulletin. We only read part of it tonight. But we are a praying church, and we pray for people. And we always want to share prayer requests and pray for people and people that are going through different things. And we've seen answered prayer here. We've seen answered prayer. Amen. You've seen answered prayer in your life. You say, well, preacher, where? Let's go back to square one. When you asked Jesus to come into your heart, he came in. Amen? Amen, teens?
Amen.
Amen? I'm just checking once in a while to see if you're awake. Amen. Now, look at the next verse. Look at the next verse. It says in verse 25, it says this, and when ye stand praying, forgive if ye have aught against any, that your Father also which is in heaven may forgive your trespasses. Let me say something, folks. That verse has nothing to do with you being saved. It's talking about your Father, and you are in the family of God if you know the Lord Jesus Christ as personal Savior. Amen? Mm-hmm. Say amen, then I can move on.
Amen.
A little louder.
Amen.
There we go. And so we are part of God's family. So many people look in the Bible and they say, oh no, that means I'm not saved. No, that doesn't ever mean you're saved, not saved. Once saved, always saved. Amen? Now, this portion, let me say something about forgiveness. Giving forgiveness and getting forgiveness is never an easy process. It takes character to give forgiveness, and it takes character to ask forgiveness. And so we're going to look in the scripture, and I'm going to lay layers, as I said, and I'm going to give you the how-tos. If you'll write them down, if you'll listen, this will really help you. This will help you dealing with your parents. This will help you dealing with your friends, your family, your enemies, your frenemies, whoever you have out there. You will find that you can continue to be right with God and avoid a life of bitterness in your heart. Some people in here, probably you came in here tonight, there's bitterness. And you say, well, I don't know. And sometimes you don't know that you're bitter, but something triggers, you have a remembrance of something that happened, and there that bitterness comes to the surface. See, So I'm talking reality. So we're talking about tonight is if someone has offended me, or someone has done something to me, okay, what do I do? It can be a little thing. We were driving in Clinton, Maryland one day, and my wife and I were driving up to the red light, and there were just these two girls pulled out, cars came like this, and they jumped out and they walked over to each other and they started roundhousing each other, beating each other up in the thing. And my wife said, what are they doing? I said, they're beating each other up. That's what they're doing. And I said, why? I said, I'm not going to ask them. Right? And what was going on? They had a problem. It might have just been a little thing. How many of you have ever been offended at something little? Something little just bothered you, right? Maybe you were having a bad day and somebody said the wrong thing. Right? And so sometimes it may seem little. But some of you may have had something happen to you very, very traumatic. Life changing. Okay, are you with me? Mm-hmm. And so you say, preacher, what is this talking about? This is talking about all of it. This is talking about all. What do I do to forgive? This verse tells us. And it seems so simple, but so difficult for us to do. Now, you say, preacher, you're preaching about of forgiveness, and you're teaching us about forgiveness tonight, so you've got it down, you don't have any problem with it. I struggle with it. I struggle with it just like you. When somebody does something to me, I struggle just like you do. When somebody does something to my kids, I struggle just like you do. When somebody does something to my grandkids, well, they're buried out in the woods somewhere. Anyhow, no, I'm just kidding. But I struggle just like you. Don't ever think that because I stand behind this pulpit or wear a tie, I'm called pastor, that we don't struggle with the same things. We do. And if they say they don't, they lie to you. People are lying to you. We're no better than you are. We're just saved by grace just like you are. I happen to be the pastor. And I'm going to be perfectly honest with you so you can understand where I'm coming from and where the Bible's coming from. We all struggle with forgiveness. Amen?
Yes, sir.
Now, I want you to notice three quick things tonight. Three quick things. Number one, God does not tell us to forget. God does not tell us to forget. It says there in verse 25, look what it says. And when ye stand praying, forgive if ye have aught against any. Now, listen, God is going to allow you to remember things that have been done to you. You understand? Sometimes something will be done to you by somebody and they're not around. It will be a long distance for you to talk. You can call them on the phone. But when you know that somebody has done something to you, God is not telling you to forget, that forgiveness is forgetting. You understand that? It's not forgetting. Now, let me get you to think about this and understand that we do not have the ability to forget. We do not have the ability to forget. What is forgiveness? Forgiveness is taking an offense and completely forgiving it from the account. It's like say we owed $100 to someone and we went to pay them $100 and they looked in the books and said, it doesn't exist. You don't owe anything. You understand what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. That's money. But this is when you offend. So somebody's offended you. You can't forget. We cannot. And let me just say, the pain of the pain of that will get better, but it doesn't go away immediately.
Exactly.
When someone does something to us, are you with me?
Mm-hmm.
So let me just say that God does not tell us to forget. And I want you to understand that. You can't do that. And even though you've forgiven somebody, you may still remember. And so this thing, it's not easy. It's not an easy thing. Notice this. Number two, God tells us to forgive before the reconcilement process is started. God tells us to forgive before the reconcilement process is started. Now, what's it say? Look at verse 25. Help me out here. When ye stand praying, what? What's it say right there after praying? Everybody. Okay, so does it say, and when ye stand praying, and the person has asked you forgiveness, and has taken care of repairs of anything they tore up, and everything that you all have made up, and you've hugged, and everything's good, then forgive. Is that what it says? What's it say? When you stand praying, what? So what's happening there? I'm going through my prayer time and God, the Holy Spirit reminds me that somebody offended me, and I'm praying to God, and I say, God, I forgive them, just like you forgave me. And God, I need your help to go through this process. I want my heart right. I want to be right with you. And if, even if they don't come and ask forgiveness, I forgive them. And there's a lot of people that will never ask forgiveness. You say, well, preacher, I don't understand that. Well, what did Jesus say on the cross? Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. You see, God, before you were saved, before you received Jesus Christ as Savior, He offered forgiveness. He forgave you. There it was, but you had to take it. You had to receive the gift of salvation. You see what I'm saying? You say, well, preacher, that's hard. You telling me? I mean, when I was a teenager, I used to have a t-shirt that says, I don't get mad, I get even. Huh? I mean, I walked around, somebody messed with me, I said, I'm going to bust you up. I'm going to knock you out. Say, preacher, did you fight in school? Yes, I did. I did. I didn't pick fights. But I had three fights. They were one punchers. They pushed me, I hit them, and they went down. When I was high school, I had lightning fast reflexes. I was a bad man. But I didn't pick fight. Now at our house, I fought with my brothers and sisters all the time. You know how that is. Brother and sister, you fight, throw stuff at each other, tear, you know, mess with each other. But forgiveness, fighting, and the things we go through, this is not an easy thing. This is not just a simple thing, but it's the right thing. Amen. Now, notice a couple things. It's this, when I forgive, if I'm willing to forgive, you say, preacher, how quickly should I forgive somebody when they offend me, do something? Well, what's the Bible say about praying? It says, pray without what? We're supposed to be talking to God all the time. If you're talking to God, you're forgiving people. You are a forgiving person. And so what happens? What happens when I forgive, it starts the healing process. Now, I don't know if you kids, you young people ever, y'all ever been around some wood and gotten a splinter in your finger? Huh? You ever gotten a little splinter in your finger you didn't know it was in there for a while, and then one day you woke up and it was all red and you said, what in the world is that? And your mom got in there and dug it out and it was a splinter. You leave that thing in there, it gets all pussy and infected and everything, and it's not good. But you get it out quickly and get some antiseptic on it, and you're good to go. Right? You say, preacher, what are you saying? I'm saying when there's an offense, don't sit there and say, okay, they did this to me, I'm going to make them work for it. I'm going to hold a grudge. I'm going to tell some other people about it and get my team on going, and my little crew, we're going to make them miserable. Now, I know you see that all the time, but let me tell you something. That's the world's way of doing things. You avoid a bitterness, a life of bitterness, when you forgive. You start that healing. When you forgive, When you pray and you forgive that person, God, you bring God into the situation. Mm-hmm. Everything's all right then. I had this little guy when I was in elementary school. His name was Terry Hartman. He was a little short guy. Everybody pushed him around. He'd be like that guy on Elf, the angry elf. He was just a little guy, and he walked, and they picked. So I decided that Terry Hartman would be my friend, and nobody would mess with him. So a couple people messed with him, and I set them straight. So Terry knew that when I was around, everything was going to be all right. Nobody's going to pick on him. You know, when we forgive, we bring God into the situation. And even though we don't understand what's going on, where the offense came from, why they're doing it, God comes in and he gives us clarity and gives us power to forgive, power to love the person, power to even pray for the person. Notice again this thought. This stops bitterness and wrath and keeps you from getting out of God's will. This releases God to continue to work, and it and unforgiveness, remember, is sin. So Mark ticks me off. Mark does something. We're playing basketball. Mark comes in. He runs into me, knocks me down, and laughs. So I have a choice. Now we know it's a fictitious story because Mark would bounce off me because I'm just a rock. But anyhow, but he knocks me down and he laughs. Now I have a choice, right? At that moment, am I going to forgive him or am I not going to forgive him? That's what this verse says. It doesn't say they ask forgiveness. It doesn't say they say I'm sorry. It nothing. At that moment, I forgive. Why? Because forgiveness is for you. It's not for the person that offends you. Notice, let me give you this. Number three, God still wants us to reconcile the offense. In other words, if there's a problem between you and a person, there's a point, and we're going to look at that, we're going to talk about that, but there's a point where that person should come and, or you should go to that person and give that person a chance to get forgiveness. You say, well, preacher, I've already forgiven them. You've forgiven them in your heart. Okay? But as we'll see, when you offend somebody, you need to get forgiveness. You need to ask forgiveness. This is before, I cannot move on without first attempting to reconcile. And I cannot make somebody participate. I can't make somebody ask forgiveness. You say, well, what do? Well, you just forgive them and go on. Exactly. God's got to take care of that. So what are you saying, preacher? I'm not saying anything. The Bible says it right here. When you stand praying, forgive. It doesn't say when they come to you. It doesn't say when they make restitution. It's at that moment when you're getting with God, that's what we do. Before anything. Are we clear? Amen? Shake your head. Amen. Are you with me? Is it hard? Shake your head. Yeah. You know why? Because here's what we say. Well, you know, I'm just letting them off the hook. Well, you know, they'll just get away with it. All those things. They've done it before. They'll do it again. Right? We think those things. Well, that doesn't matter. What matters is right here stays right. Right here stays right. Mm-hmm. Bitterness is a cancer that will eat your testimony up. Bitterness is a testimony that will keep you from being the best you God can make you. And bitterness comes, one way bitterness comes is unforgiveness. Okay? So the thing I want you to get tonight, is when do I forgive as quickly as I can? And when I pray to God. Now, let me give you some takeaways to think about. Number one, God is our example in forgiveness, in that He forgave us our sins. Get these thoughts. He saved us, that He forgives us in a single moment. Then He forgives us of guilt, and He freely forgives us. He forgives us in a single moment. He frees us from guilt, and He forgives us freely. You say, preacher, why do you say that? Because when we forgive, we're acting like God with His help. Ephesians 1:7 says this, in whom we have redemption through His blood, the forgiveness of sins according to the riches of His grace. I must take the first step personally. I must take verse 25 and say, that's for me. That's for me. This is not easy, and God knows that. Let's have every head bowed and every eye closed. Nobody looking around. I want to ask you a couple questions. You say, preacher, if I died today, I know for sure I'd go to heaven. Christ is my Savior. Heaven is my home. Would you slip your hand up? God bless you. God bless you. Put your hands down. So I'm talking to Christians. Preacher, tonight, preacher, there are some people that have done some things to me. And I have never forgiven them to God. And I want you to pray for me because I want to take this step. Because I have some bitterness toward them. I have some things in my life. There's some things I know the Word of God has spoke to me tonight. There are some things in my life that I don't want them there. They're not my friend. And so I need to forgive these people, this person or these people. Would you pray for me? Would you slip your hand up? Just slip it up and put it back down. Slip it up and put it back down. Let me pray for you. Anybody? God bless you. God bless you. Anybody else? We're gonna pray, and then we're going to stand. Chris is going to sing a song for us of invitation. And I'm going to give you a chance to come up here and spend some time with God. And here's what you do. God knows that person that offended you. Nothing happens without God knowing it. And you need to talk to God and say, hey, God, I forgive this person. And God, I need you to help me because I have this bitterness in my heart. I need you to help me get it out. And every time it comes up, I'm coming to you because you're the only one that can help me with it. Just be honest with God. Just be honest with God. Father, bless the invitation. Work in our hearts in Jesus' name. Amen. Let's stand with heads bowed and eyes closed. No one looking around. If God spoke to your heart, you want to step out and get alone with Him, you come as Chris sings.
All to Jesus I surrender. All to Him I freely give. I will ever love and trust Him in His presence daily live. I surrender all. I surrender all to Thee, my blessed Savior. I surrender all.
Amen, amen. Well, good to see you. Did you guys have some good times playing ball the other day, Saturday? Huh? Sounds like it. Sound real excited. Well, let's close in prayer and thank God for the evening. Thank Him for what He's done in our lives. Chris, pray for us.
Dear Heavenly Father, we do thank You again for the opportunity we have to come to church. But I pray as we go out, Lord, that we will probably need to forgive. May you give us the heart of forgiveness. Bring us, keep us safe, give us a good week, and bring us again safely on Sunday. We pray all of these things in Jesus Christ's name.
Amen. Amen.